Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be, an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And thank you for joining us on our first episode of Season 6.
I can't believe we've been doing it for six seasons.
Right? Six seasons. So today we're going to start off the season with a bang as we talk about the drama Big Mouth.
And I'm going to start off with my rapid show summary. Who knew that a nickname could cause so much grief? Chang Ho is an underperforming lawyer who gets caught up in a murder case while falling into a rabbit hole of mistaken identity that leads to him landing in jail and several attempts on his life. While he is on the inside, his wife is on the outside fighting for his freedom and innocence. But is he truly innocent? Or is he actually the person everyone thinks he is? Big Mouth's name carries weight and power, but is it smart to assume the identity and everything that comes with it in a quest for the truth? Well, his big mouth will have to do a lot of work.
I like that. That was really good. Park Chang-ho works as a lawyer with a measly 10% winning rate. He is a talkative person, and because of this, people call him Big Mouth. He happens to get involved with a murder case, and he somehow is somehow fingered as genius swindler Big Mouse. Due to this, Park Chang-ho finds himself in a life-threatening situation. Meanwhile, Go Min-ho, his wife, works as a nurse. She has a beautiful appearance and personality that is both wise and brave. She helps her husband become a lawyer by supporting him financially and psychologically. Go Min-ho learns that Park Chang-ho is suspected to be the genius swindler Big Mouse and attempts to clear her husband's name.
That's two different types of summary, but we got the point. Oh gosh. Okay, so what was your thoughts on this drama?
I really, really enjoyed this drama. Same. When it started, I had absolutely no idea what it was going to be about. But Risa said, you should watch this. And I said, okay. And after the first episode, I was just like, first of all, it had my actor in there who had just came back from the army. So I was just like very excited to see what he was going to do after serving his time military service. And he did not disappoint. He never disappoints, but this, he did not disappoint. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
I love this drama. I was hooked from episode one. What was great about the drama is that as we're watching it, actually, you too, I had three different people who was Big Mouth.
Everybody was Big Mouth.
Everyone
at some point.
Everyone was Big Mouse.
Except the person who I really thought it was.
That was the best. So, DeMarcy consistently said, this person is it. Don't, like, she just said, he looks like a mouse. He looks like a mouse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was well done. I thought it was fun. What was fun enjoying is, like, they mess with the audience a lot. Like, they did this just, and how they framed the story was just to kind of mess with us. At one point, he broke the fourth wall. Like, he broke the fourth wall a few times, didn't he? Where he looked at the camera and was talking to us, basically saying...
But I don't even know if he... Yeah, he did. But
he did,
I didn't even
times.
Know if he was doing it as Big Mouse or I didn't know what was
know.
Going
they
on.
They were playing games with us throughout this whole show.
And
it worked.
It even made me wonder if... Have they not written that part yet? Are they not sure? Because everybody is looking like they could be Big Mouse right now.
I actually thought it was... I thought it was intentional.
Yeah.
I thought it was that they wrote this with so much different, I will call it sliding doors, like so many options that they're like, the game of watching it was to figure out what option was that were they going to use.
I really wonder if they just made it so that anybody could be him and then decided at the last minute.
Maybe that's how they wrote it. Okay, this is one thing I will say.
That would be interesting.
Who ended up being Big Mouth? Big Mouse, I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was him initially, but I thought it was too easy. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, that wouldn't it be him? He's always playing with tarot decks and tarot cards.
You know, but I didn't suspect him to closer to the end.
He's the first person when I saw the tarot decks going out.
Because he seems so mild mannered.
Yeah, but when I saw all the tarot decks going out, I was like, oh, isn't it him? But I was like, why would they? He blatantly talked about tarot decks and then these cards are being dished out.
Yeah, it seemed too easy.
It seemed too easy. So I was like, nah, it can't be him.
Yeah.
Which was like, kudos to them because like, literally made me change my mind 7 times.
Right?
Yeah, it was a lot. And then you have to really start thinking. Like, when you actually think back, because you know sometimes when you do a drama, like, do you is there, because like you said, are they writing it as they go along?
Yeah.
But when I think back of the show, I can remember instances where they were telling us who it was. It's just that we're like, nah, it can't be him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, even when you think about it, when they broke up the fight, like, you know, when he was getting he was almost going to get stabbed, but then the actual big mouse got stabbed.
Yeah.
And the warden cut it right away.
Yeah.
At first, you're just like, oh, maybe he just thought it was too far gone. But it was because, like, no, because Big Mouse got stabbed, and he works with Big Mouse. So you're like, oh, that makes sense. So I do think it was planned the whole way, but they wrote it in a way that it was like, oh, anyone could have been this person.
I was not sure. I was still sure that it was her dad and it, nothing. No,
I think to the, it didn't I think to episode happen to be him. Two, even when they revealed Big Mouth, you were
I still
like,
said it could still be him.
I think he still worked with him. Maybe he just retired.
I said, there's many mice.
That's why I couldn't have, that's what I think they shouldn't have shown was all these mice.
It was like a rat. I did it not was like a that. Rat den. It was like
I,
a rat
This was
den.
A drama that, yeah, I had like the images of mouse and a big mouse and then a small mouse.
Jerry and Tom and Jerry.
And then naming him Jerry and I couldn't remember who was Tom and who was Jerry.
Yeah. Well,
was Jerry the cat?
Jerry was the cat. Wait. Tom was the cat. Jerry was a mouse.
So even calling him Jerry and then having us go, oh, Jerry was the mouse, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, is he, like, they did that on purpose. They were messing with us.
They did a good job
They did
it.
A good job.
Well, let's
it.
See what some other people had to say about their thoughts on the drama. I have a comment here from somebody called KST. I just finished watching this series. Actually, this story was really amazing, but the ending, not satisfying. Anyhow, this drama is a good crime drama representation. I really love its style. Finding the big mouse was really impatient, was a really important thing. Lee Gong-suk and Yoon-ha had great chemistry. The acting was really superb. All of the actors acted really well. Really recommend this drama to all who like to watch thriller dramas with a crime and mystery. With crime and mystery.
Okay, so I have a comment from Candela. I'm going to call it Candela. I wish I could erase it from my memory so that I could rewatch it again. Jung-suk, heart emojis.
Wow, that's really great. That was great to say.
I know, it started off with I wish I could erase this from my memory.
That's very negative.
So I could rewatch it again.
I have another comment here from somebody called K-Drama Lover. Definitely not 10 out of 10. Maybe 8 out of 10. I love every episode until I watched the last episode. It was a bit disappointing. The ending was very rushed. We cannot enjoy how the baddies got punished. A lot of plot holes still have a lot of mysteries unsolved. Like, what happened? What the basement lab looks like? What did they do in there? How did Cho Do-ha take all the gold? Where did he move them to? How did the chairman Kang's autopsy result? How about the Chairman Kang's autopsy result? And what about Chairman Kang's will at the end? Also, I feel like Heijin's death and Chairman Kang's son's things are pointless. Dr. Han killed Heijin but never got exposed. The death of Cho Do-ha also not satisfying. Can't we just kill him from the start? Why do we need to go through all these major election and trial?
Wow.
Sigh.
This person had a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think
those were holes. Most of those weren't holes.
Yeah.
Most of them were just like, they said that we're just not going to show you the lab. You know what's done in the lab. Why do we need to show you the room?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like choices of, I guess it was exactly where it was.
It was a way of saying like they could have fleshed it out a little bit better for her.
Okay. But like, okay. One hole for sure was that the son, where it was like, you guys notified the son that the father died. Where is he?
Yeah.
So which is
how
like,
come he's not coming? Like, they're really estranged.
Maybe, but like also, I'm not gonna lie. If I had a strange father, but he had money, I'm gonna come and get it.
But maybe his, what do they call it? He had committed murder. So maybe the
He can't come.
He can't come yet, because, or else they could put him in jail.
Looks like the father hid it and sent him away.
Yeah,
covered up.
But they uncovered the fact that it was true. Maybe he didn't want to be prosecuted.
The scene that you find out about, this is getting into the deep. But the scene that you find out about it, he's just talking to someone else. Like, I don't think it was like, it wasn't Big Mouth who discovered it or Chang Ho who discovered it. It was like the old man was reflecting to someone who knew about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
My next comment I have is from Mini04. Serious, dark drama with few to no romance. Well, they are husband and wife, so they are a love storyline past those dating periods. Ha. But for me, it's satisfying. It's a satisfying ending. Just a little bit rushed. The cast was outstanding. Everybody played the roles well. Anyways, who doesn't love Lee Jung-suk? Congrats for your awesome comeback. Can't wait for his next project. Genre like this will suit the best for him.
Right? I love that comment. That was great.
This is my first time actually seeing him play, like, not a hero role.
This is true. But he kind of was a hero. He was a dark hero.
Yeah.
He's still a hero, just a dark hero.
Dark hero, okay.
Okay, my last comment is from somebody by the name of Yasmin. I knew it. Heart. Congratulations to Lee Jung-suk and Yoon-ha. They really deserve the awards. I usually don't watch action series, but I loved this so much. I hope that he will finally act in a family drama next time. Keep it up. Fighting!
Okay, and then my last comment is from Star. This was wonderful. A brilliant piece. The storyline, actors and actresses, production, and all is 100% plus. It's very much recommendable. But yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I also agree with some of the other comments about the ending. I wish it was a stronger ending.
It was hard to find these positive ones. There's a lot of like rushed ending.
I found the most positive of the ones that I could find, but there was a lot of people who
did not like the rushed ending.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe they're setting up for season two, because I do agree with them. Yeah. The ending was rushed, but it did complete the storyline.
It did complete it.
It was rushed. It did complete the storyline. And what was unique about it was something that's not actually common in the Korean dramas, is that, like, a heroine died. Yes. And then also
the evil guy kind of won. And they still didn't get in trouble.
And, yeah, a heroine died. They still didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
And he won the case.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I definitely thought he was going to lose that, because I'm so trained.
Yeah.
That's like, the bad guy, you're the bad guy. You should lose.
Yeah.
I definitely thought he was going to lose the case. And it's just like, no, he got away with it. And you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was furious that he, like.
I was really mad about that.
Like, I get her death. Like, I did like the fact that she died, because it was so, I was so not used to it. I like that they added that.
The only thing that I thought was weird about how she died is that how her sickness progressed so quickly. I was like, how much time has passed and she's just dead.
But when you think about it, most of the other people who were in that situation,
yeah,
they were wearing protective outfit and the water wasn't on them. They just were touching it with their hands, right? So they had minimal cases. That pipe burst, and she was in there, no protective gear.
Yeah.
And she basically came out, like, covered in water.
Yeah.
and then didn't get it treated, right?
Yeah.
It was already in her stream.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, especially towards the ending, when we saw the ending scene and how fast it progressed for him,
yeah,
it made sense a bit. It was a stretch, but I could understand it.
It was a big stretch.
It was a big stretch, but I could understand it only because I know that they, when they worked, they were wearing protective gear. And when she went in there to go and rescue someone,
so she was
very highly corrosive. Yeah, she was in there for like 20 minutes and she was just drenched in water.
Yeah.
So it was really highly, like, whatever chemical was in there was so dangerous.
Yeah.
But I still think
that progression was very fast.
It was very fast. And that's another thing. That's another thing. They weren't good at telling us how much time passed. Like, even when they're in jail and they're doing the work, I had no clue how long the people were actually working in there for.
Yeah.
Like, when did this start? Like, they weren't telling us if it was 1 week from next week, or was this 2 days that only passed, or they weren't really saying that much. Like, the case, like, how long was that case? How long did it go to trial? So how long was she sick for?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't clear to me the timeline. So that goes
back to the ending, because that was closer to the end when all that was happening. I think she
died in, like, what, episode 14?
Close to the end.
Okay.
Maybe 15?
15, but then she got exposed in, like, 13 or 14. Because she was still able to go to... She was still able to go to that farm, find the farm after that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there was some time that did pass.
Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, like the commenter said,
a little rushed. So did you find out any interesting facts?
I do, but before we get started,
do you have a game for me?
It's not really a game. I just want to know. Who do you think this is? So do you recognize anyone of these actors that we saw from previous dramas?
Sorry?
Yes. Do you recognize anyone?
Yes. I recognize his wife, the nurse.
From?
Yuna.
From what drama?
Love Rain.
Love Rain,
because
yeah.
I love.
You love Love Rain.
In 1, 2, 3 seconds, I fell in love. I, you know, love that drama. Absolutely love that drama. So,
who else did you recognize?
Okay, I recognized. I feel like I should have recognized more people.
Did you recognize the mayor? And I'm only mentioning people who of dramas we've seen or we've talked about.
I know, and that's what's really bad. Because no, I haven't recognized.
You didn't recognize the mayor. At all.
That's the one who was doing all the shady dealings, right?
Yeah.
No. And I feel like I talk about
it's
him
okay.
later on
it's
in
It's okay
another...
not to be okay. He's from that.
Okay.
We talked about that.
This is really bad. Okay. Because I have a whole situation in another episode about that. Okay. Let's carry on.
Okay. Well, we're not done with the recognition.
Oh.
Do you recognize Kong Ji-hun, who was about the antithesis of the mayor. The one who, like, who basically locked him in jail in the first place and was trying to get the money back. He's the one that lost the money and was trying to track down this money from Big Mouse.
No.
Let me show you a picture of him.
This yes!
One. From?
From Falling Out of the Sky. That's not what it's called.
Crash Landing.
Crash Landing on You.
Okay, and what about Jerry? You had to recognize Jerry.
I recognize him.
We talked two different shows.
I recognize him from Big Mouth.
No, you recognize him from two other shows,
okay,
too.
Okay, I
don't know. You
don't
remember?
I can't remember.
Vincenzo?
I don't remember him from Vincenzo at all.
He's the one with the brother, the figurehead of the company with the crazy brother.
Really?
The crazy brother killed him. That's him. And he was also in My ID's Gangnam Beauty.
No.
Okay. This is why I love this game.
I think we play this game just to make me know
that
I don't know.
Oh, what about his lawyer friend? The one who ends up being number three in the Big Mouse
organization. I recognize him.
From?
But I don't know where from.
Really?
No.
It's one of our faves.
I'm sure it is, but I don't remember what that is.
Oh My
right
Ghostess.
Now. Who was he in Oh My Ghostess?
One of the chefs.
No, I didn't know that.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, that's my little roundup where do we know these people from?
It's really upsetting. I got another game after that about this.
Okay, that's fine. You want to go first on what information you found out?
Yes, I'm going to start with this because we're already on the topic. So the Kim Jong-un, who played the mayor, right?
Okay.
He was in It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Let me tell you more.
Fun fact, you have it and you forgot?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Dr. Romantic 2 and 3, which I also watch.
Yes.
He wasn't Extraordinary.
In 2 and 3. He wasn't. Is he in 3? 3 hasn't come out
he's
yet.
He's in 2 and 3.
So 3 hasn't come out yet, though.
I don't know. That's what it said in the notes.
Oh, I guess he's going to be in the third one. That's great.
Extraordinary Attorney Wu. He was in a model.
Wait, hold on a second. Who was he in Extraordinarily? A case, right?
He was in A Model Family.
I didn't finish watching that one.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I should know all these things,
you
right?
Should know these
He was
things.
In Do La Sol La Sol La 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 La.
Yeah,
show?
I know that. But we didn't talk about it, so I didn't want to talk about that show.
Right?
But you didn't watch that
this
one.
This is the fun. This is the best fact, though. I didn't know any of that. I had no idea. And I'm like, I've seen that and that and that and that.
And you didn't recognize him at all?
No, I didn't recognize
him. Okay, you want to hear a fun fact about him, though?
What?
Is that, I don't know, he must have got it surgically removed. He used to have like a mole on his face. Maybe.
Was it for a part? Are you sure? It was like a real mole?
It was authentic mole.
Maybe it was
It wasn't even a spoof on that show that you watch where the lady comes back and puts a mole on and no one recognizes her.
Okay.
But it's funny that is a thing because that's what happened to you. You didn't recognize him. You got rid of his mole and you forgot who
it
he was.
It wasn't because of his mole, Lisa. It wasn't. I had no idea that he was in all these shows.
I saw him in 3 roles or something. He had the mole. And I feel like in Dr. Romantic, he was 2. That's when I first saw the mole, I think. And then eventually I just go, where's his mole go? Like, I just remembered
Maybe he got it removed or maybe it wasn't real.
It looks so real.
It's either one or the other. He either got it removed or it was just fake.
But yeah, he removed the mole and then he looks like a brand new person apparently to Auntie Mercy.
I can't believe he was in all... Actually, I can believe it. That I watched all these dramas that I watched.
Yeah.
I watched all of those dramas I named.
We talked about them.
We even talked about them. Some we're still going to talk about.
We talked about Dr. Romantic as a fan service.
I had no clue. That was my fun fact.
Teresi, wow. Yeah. Your face blindness is really serious, though.
Wow.
I'm very dangerous.
I need to get some glasses or something.
Is that what we're talking about? Glasses?
Yeah, glasses.
Okay, so what's very interesting about the show, recently there's an award series, end of the year. We're in the new year now, but like end of the year, they do the award ceremony.
Yeah.
Lee Jong-suk, he won the grand prize, and this is actually his second Daesang award, the grand prize award.
Yeah.
He also won for best drama. Okay. He won for best actress with Lim Yoon-ha, and then best couple award for the two main leads.
Oh!
Yeah, so he won 4 awards.
Oh!
Also at the awards show, I didn't add this fun fact, but apparently he's dating IU now.
Lee Jong-suk?
Yeah.
Oh.
They confirmed it. Apparently, they've been dating for 4 months.
Oh, really?
I was going to say that for you, but you didn't mention it.
She's very cute.
Yeah, she's a great singer and actress.
Yeah, I like her.
She's a beloved.
Oh, I got a fact to add to your fact.
What?
Did you know that he started off wanting to be a rapper? He started out trying to debut as a rapper.
Really?
Yeah. And then something happened with the group he was supposed to be in, and it didn't happen.
Why have we not seen... I didn't watch his early work.
Okay, so let me tell you this. So we have talked about Lee Jong-suk and have talked about him.
Like once a season, usually.
At least once a season.
Last year we had to skip him because he was
in the army.
Yeah.
But we talk about him that we know quite a bit about him now. But I got some facts that I've never heard about him before.
He used to want to be a rapper.
He was going to debut.
Oh, yeah, he was going to debut as a rapper.
Yes. So now I'm curious. I want to hear him rap.
I definitely want to hear him rap. I want a new role to come out where he has to do a rap.
Right?
If it's comedic, I don't even care if it's comedic or not. Like, I just want him to appear.
Shocked.
Okay, I found out he debuted in 2005 as a runway model.
Uh-huh.
And he actually became the youngest male model to ever participate in Seoul Fashion Week.
Yes.
And he's the owner of a dining cafe, 89 Mansion.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
oh.
I knew about that, but I brought it up again. what's fun is two of the supporting cast that he works with for this show.
Yeah.
He has worked with before in a drama that we have talked about on the show. So do you know who they are and or what drama it was?
Oh, you're trying to give me another game?
You know, there's two people. One of them for sure you should know. Should you know? You know what? I'm lying. Let's not.
There were so many people.
Let's
in
not
Big
do
Mouth.
This to you because let's... you probably didn't watch the shows.
Okay.
I don't remember because I didn't remember one of them.
Okay.
So in they for he was in a show before, I think before he went to the army, he was in Romance is a Bonus Book.
Oh, I never watched that one.
Yeah, I didn't finish watching that one either. While You're Sleeping. So, and While You're Sleeping and Romance is the Bonus Book, he co-starred with Oh Eun-sik. This was the man who plays, this is the guy who played his lawyer friend, who's like number two or number three in the
one who I thought was Big Mouth? Oh, No.
I'll take a pin on that, but this was the one who was a young lawyer friend of his.
Oh, okay.
Who he didn't know was part of the organization. He actually, like I mentioned, he was in Oh My Ghostess, but I found out that Oh My Ghostess was his first role.
Wow, he was...
He was good in that.
I want to say he was great in it, but now I don't really remember him, but I remember the movie was great.
You remember the chefs, though.
Yeah. Which chef?
He played the...
The guitar?
Big Bang. Yes.
That was great. Didn't know that was him, but I loved that.
I love that you didn't know him. And then, okay, so that you mentioned the father, the one that you kept saying that looked like a rat and you thought it was his who played his father-in-law.
Yeah.
So, that's Lee Ki-young. He co-starred with him in While You're Sleeping. I don't remember what role, kind of. I don't know what role. Maybe he was on the lawyer? He was a lawyer or a prosecutor? I can't remember who this guy was.
And While You Were Sleeping?
And While You're Sleeping, the old guy? I don't know where
Wasn't
he
a criminal?
Was he a criminal?
I think so.
I genuinely do not remember.
There was a lot of criminals
that
in there.
That was years ago, so I have a blind. That was like almost 5 years ago.
I'm thinking he was a criminal. He was one of those weird people that needed to be caught.
Usually plays criminals. This is why you thought he was Big Mouse.
Yeah, because I've never seen him play a nice person.
Never. I was very shocked. I feel like they did that on purpose. I told you, the show messed with us, and they did that on purpose. They casted someone who's a character actor, and his character acting is usually he plays a villain.
Yes.
So you place him in a role where you're like, it's not you, though. But trust me. Everyone is
well,
going to
you
think
know what?
It's you.
The casting or the director, whoever thought all that up, they did a really he they, did. They, well, they did a great job of messing with.
Yes,
people.
I feel like it was done on purpose. It's mostly the fact that they casted him and he wasn't the evil dead gentleman, and he was playing like he was acting like a fool too. Was he?
Right?
Like the whole time, you're just like he's just putting on a front. There's no way this man's just this like living his life. So like. My son's in jail, and you're just like, oh, that's fine.
Listen, I have another interesting fact about Lee Jung-suk that you might not have heard before.
Okay, what else?
Because it was shocking to me. He actually suffers from sconophobia?
Sconophobia. What is he afraid of?
He's afraid of getting attention. He has a fear of, and he's an actor.
That's interesting.
The fear of getting attention in front of huge crowds and press conferences. His face will turn red and he starts to sweat excessively. And once right before doing a variety show, he was so tense that he couldn't go to the bathroom for 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, I understand him.
Yeah.
Like, you were about to give me a jacket and I said, I don't think I want that jacket. That's too much
too
attention.
Too much attention. But I was so surprised because he's so charismatic on camera. And,
he's a good actor.
And he's such a great actor.
That's basically what that's telling us.
Great actor. And he has a naturally introverted personality, which I wouldn't have guessed from him. And
I would have guessed that. A lot of the actors, when I see from the characters and when I see them like do interviews or variety shows.
Yeah.
They're mostly introverted.
Wow.
Many of them are just very, I was like, it's so jarring to see it. It's Like, especially when they're the ones playing the evil, like, you're always playing the evil role, and then you come on, you're just like, hello. So quiet. I go, what's happening? Who is this person?
Who are you?
It's very shocking to me.
And that ends part one of our talk about the Korean drama Big Mouth. So until next time, folks, miss you.
Miss you.